I used to feel that rock and roll was a spiritual thing.
You're listening to Free Range Radio on UMFM.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Spiritual thing.
Living on ketchup soup, homemade crackers and Kool-Aid. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. I look good in cowboy clothes and I sing through my nose. Webb said that's the way to get her done. I smoke good old PA like the Opry stars, they say. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. Well, a friend of a friend of mine is a friend of Art Divine's, and he finally got me on the Opry show. I walked out like a star, tripped and busted my guitar. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. Well, now here's a song I wrote by myself, note for note. With a lot of help, it might make number one. You can change a word or two, and I'll give half of it to you. I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum. Yes, I'll be a star tomorrow, but today I'm a Nashville bum.
How's that for starting off 2019? It is Wednesday. You're here on Dagwood Radio. I am so happy to say these words. I am back live in studio. You can get at me 204-269-8636. Facebook, Dagwood Radio. You can also get the email, dagwoodradio@gmail.com, or I've finally got with the times, Instagram, Dagwood Radio. You can even get at me on there. It is Connor. I'm so excited to be back on air with you, and who would have thought I would ever open a show with Waylon Jennings, but I've done it. That was Nashville Bum by Waylon Jennings, and that's where we're going heavy. There's a little bit of country today. A lot of songwriters and a few new artists that I am ecstatic to be playing for you. A couple artists that I've been talking to and hopefully be able to get them in studio. And yeah, I'm just really excited. 2019 is going to bring big things, I think, for Dagwood Radio. And my resolution for 2019 is to just keep bringing you the best artists and new artists and hopefully just getting the sound out there to the masses, the people. Hopefully I can get the music out there and the artists that I really believe in and really love what they're doing. So we're going to dive right back into it. The Deep Dark Woods, Coulter Wall, and then a brand new artist, Third Line, Maggie Collins. Take a real close listen to the third song, and we'll talk a little bit about it later. So here it is. This is Hang Me, Oh Hang Me by Deep Dark Woods here on Dagwood Radio, UMFM 101.5.
Hang me, oh hang me, I'll be dead and gone. Wouldn't mind your hanging, boys. I've been waiting round here too long. Waiting round here too long. My papa was a gambler. He taught me how to play. He said, son, don't you go begging when you hold the ace tray. When you hold. I could be, and they handed me a letter saying, son, come home with me. son, come home to me. Hang me, oh, hang me, so I'll be dead and gone. I wouldn't mind your hand, boys, I've been waiting around here too long. I've been waiting around here.
Come and gather in our circle and we'll name. Better pal, cowpunch never lived. Way that horse and toss rope and take lead in hand. When you're stuck, he'd always see you through. We're a jolly bunch of cowboys, and we hope you are the same. We have no cares, laws we seldom meet. Come and gather in our circle, and we'll sing this round of song. And for Calgary Stampede, yes, we're heading for Calgary Stampede. Adio, Liv. Adio, Liv.
You know how many times I've gone. I don't know how to get the stain off my shirt. It depends how dark is the dirt. I get a little lost in the dark. I spend hours looking where I've parked. I know I'm sleepy staying up all night, but I know that I can make it right. There's times you'll see me and I wanna run and scream. Cause I know you like me and I think it's a dream. We might be breaking rules and time isn't right, but please come tell me that I'm worth your fight. I get a little hurt day by day. I lose track and I lose my way. I see the danger sign by the sea, but jumping in would be so fun for me. I get a little lost in your eyes. When you look at me, I nearly die. Cause I know you almost just died too. Cause when you look at me, I look at you. Times you'll see me and I wanna run and scream. Cause I know you like me and I think it's a dream. We might be breaking rules and time isn't right, but please come tell me that I'm worth your fight.
How good is that? That is Maggie Collins, the local girl, and she is doing great, great stuff. That is off her new release. That is the album Moody, the song Dreaming, and like I said, from Maggie Collins. We've been talking a bit, and hopefully I can get her in studio, maybe do a live session like we did with Two Crows for Comfort, and a little chat, little music. It'd be awesome to have her in, because there is something there. She's doing some really good stuff. Before that, the Saskatchewan boy, Coulter Wall. That was Calgary Roundup off Songs of the Plain. Just how do you describe a voice like that? Just a blast from the past. That is a voice that is, in my mind, bringing the roots of country music back. And that song was actually the one I built this show around tonight. It is we've kind of given country music a bad name, in my mind. And that is because of I find the new kind of poppier country is what we think about when we think about country. But in my mind, I go back to some of the originals of, you know, Willie Nelson, those kind of guys that were just fantastic songwriters, because that's what country music was. It was telling a story through a song. And I think that there's a small movement, and it's growing, definitely. It might even be past a small movement, but guys like Sturgill Simpson is doing great work, and Margo Price, and we're going to hear all of them tonight. But that's my kind of the spiel of what tonight's show is going to be all about. Just great songwriting, little country flair every now and then, but we're just really focusing on the lyrics tonight. And so hopefully you got your favorite beverage with you. It's going to be an hour and a half of music, and that can be a coffee, a tea, maybe an adult beverage if you've had a tough Wednesday. But Winnipeg, remember, it's a cold one outside, so why not just curl up? We'll get a little bit cozy, and we'll listen to some fantastic tunes. So what better songwriter than one of my favorites? This is Songs Ohio, Farewell Transmissions, here on UMFM 101.5 Dagwood Radio.
Got the map. listen.
Baby, keep doing that.
Esme, you just melt me. That is Esme Patterson with Not Feeling Any Pain off Play Each Other's Song. And it's just, with her, it's her songwriting is unbelievable. And if you need proof of that, she went through and did an album. It might even have been for a TED Talk. But she took all the songs that guys had wrote about girls, and she had written it from the girl's perspective. It was unbelievable work, and if you're going to recognize that voice, it's because probably if you're a Shaky Graves fan, Esme was the one that did Dearly Departed with him, the ballad together, and that's the first time I heard of her, but she's one of my favorite songwriters now, and she's out of Denver, Colorado, and yeah, just fantastic work, and just haunting. Her voice is just, it gives you chills. It's fantastic, but yeah, and then before that, we had Songs Ohio. Jason Molina with Farewell Transmission off Magnolia Electric Co. And that whole album, I was shown by Jared here at the station, and it has not left my top played since I heard it. It is, every song on that album has some connection with me throughout every emotion I feel. It is so good. One of the best lines through the song Farewell Transmission in my mind is, the real truth about it is no one gets it right. The real truth about it is we're all supposed to try. And I think that's, there's so much weight to those words, and we're not all perfect. We're not all going to get it right on the first go, but you got to keep going at it. You got to keep trying. And I love that song. So that's, like I said, that's this week's show is, we're going to be focusing on singer-songwriters, a little bit of country twang in there too at times, and I could not be more excited to play these kind of tracks for you. Next week's show, though, we will be looking into the Big Fun Festival, and we're going to do a few ads, but when we get back, we're going to talk about that a little bit and set up next week's show a bit. But we got to do a few ads, and then we have to legally identify ourselves. So stay tuned here on Dagwood Radio, UMFM 101.5.
Beloved Winnipeg quintet Yes We Mystic is set to hit double digits when they play Westminster United Church on Saturday, January 26th as a part of the 2019 Big Fun Festival. Joined on stage by a 9-piece string ensemble from Montreal for one special night, this is a chance to hear some of your favorites from the group in a way you'll never hear them again. Advance tickets are only $20 plus fees and are available now at showpass.com, or get in on all the fun with a Big Fun Festival pass for only $80 plus fees. Mark your calendar for Saturday, January 26th to see Yes We Mystic plus 9 and a special guest, the Shoal Lake Kid, at Westminster United Church as a part of the 2019 Big Fun Festival. Brought to you by AudioWorks, Vantage Print Shop, Half Pints, and 101.5 UMFM.
One of Canada's hip-hop ambassadors and multi-Polaris Prize nominee, Shad, returns to Winnipeg to play the Goodwill Social Club on Friday, February 15th, in support of his latest album, A Short Story About a War. While always a revelatory writer, this might be his most personal album yet, as it addresses the circumstances that saw his family flee Rwandan genocide and brought him to Canada. It's a soul-searching journey, and you're invited to take the trip with him by purchasing advance tickets for $20 plus fees at Into the Music Osborne, the Goodwill, and online at showpass.com. Don't miss Shad, Friday, February 15th, at the Goodwill with special guests, proudly presented by 101.5 UMFM.
You're listening to 101.5 UMFM, your campus and community radio station. Quédese en sintonía.
Welcome back here to Dagwood Radio on UMFM 101.5. You're here with Connor, and I am so happy to be back here in studio after a long holiday break. I have put on the pounds, and I've also listened to a lot of music, so we got a lot of great stuff coming up on tonight's show. I got a great cup of coffee from Degrees by the best barista over there, Nat. If you need a good cup of coffee, you go see Nat over at Degrees. But for next week's show, like I was saying, we have one of the best festivals coming up in this month. Big Fun Festival is coming up in all around Winnipeg. It's kind of a selection of areas, but the artists in this year's lineup is unbelievable. I mean, when you think of music festivals here, people always hear Manitoba and they think Winnipeg Folk Festival and Dauphin Country Fest, but this festival, in my mind, blows out of the water those other two based off the lineup I'm looking at right now. I mean, Apollo Suns, Atlas, who else we got? Faker Scum, where are we else? Glassreel, the Grey Jays, Jaywood, Kakagi, two that you're very familiar with on this show. The best thing about Big Fun, Two Crows are even playing this year. But like I was saying, the best thing about Big Fun is it's the best place to go find new music. These are artists, in my mind, that are doing things the right way. They're playing live music, and they're playing a lot of shows, and they're putting out a lot of music. It's kind of this new thing where it almost seems like the process of music has gone away a bit, where it's so easy to just keep pumping out music. But a lot of these bands here have really put in their time on the stage, And I think that's so important for really finding your identity as a band. So I'm so excited to get out and check out some of the shows. And I really encourage you to do the same, is to get out and check out some of this big, fun festival lineup, because it is so good. We will be talking a lot more about it next week. I'm going to be playing a lot of artists to get you amped up for the festival. But yeah, that's next week. I just wanted to get it on your radar so you can start moving your schedule around, maybe moving money around if you got to buy tickets, whatever. But you got to make it happen. It is just, it's too good to miss. But we'll keep going with today's show. Country, singer-songwriter, that kind of thing. Dagwood listeners, you owe me a bit of an apology, because no one told me that Margot Price did a song with Willie Nelson. How did I miss this? So, this is Learning to Lose, Margot Price, Willie Nelson, off All American Made, here on Dagwood Radio, UMFM 101.5.
And all the things I've had to do. without have been a blessing.
Sometimes a blessing is a curse in disguise.
Won't you tell me how long
must I pay all these dues?
Won't you tell me?
Somewhere between you and me, I've lost my way now, trying to get back home. Trying like hell, but it's too soon to tell. Our love has all died like water in a well. Lord, no, I've tried to move on, get you out of my mind. Find your way in all my soul. Every memory I can manage to feel. Someday if I'm standing on some big old stage, you're down in the crowd, trying to tell friends.
I am going to say the same thing I said about Esme. Sturgill Simpson just melts me. He, as a songwriter, it is powerful, it is raw, it is truthful, and he's never changed. It is just fantastic work by him. If you want just an awesome interview, go see the interview by Sturgill Simpson done by Noisy. And it is so good because he calls it his last interview ever, and it's just fantastic to see an artist be so honest and raw and not have to kind of tiptoe around some things and just really speaks out loud and speaks his mind. And I think that's what I've always been such a fan of his. But yeah, just fantastic. And then Austin, Texas favorite son, Willie Nelson. Willie did try his luck over in Nashville, got run out of town, so he grew his hair out, put him in braids. He put a bandana on. Then he started smoking some of the fun stuff. And then we got gifted with the Willie Nelson we know, the guy we saw in Aussie City Limits for the first time, and just one of my favorites. So we heard from him, Midnight Rider, Walking the Line was the album. And then before that, Margo Price with Willie Nelson, Learning to Lose off All American Made. Margo Price, another one like Sturgill, trying to bring back the roots of country and trying to bring it back to where it was. You're with Connor here, Dagwood Radio, UMFM 101.5. I'm in studio if you want to chat, 204-269-8636. Let me know if you want to hear a song. Let me know if you want to have any ideas for upcoming shows, or just chat. I'm open to anything. Hopefully you're curled up on the couch, nice and warm, a nice drink with you. And this is a show where we just relax, let all those worries drift away for a little bit, try to discover some new music and listen to some of the old favorites. So we're going to keep things rolling on with one of the best. This is Guy Clark, Fort Worth Blues, Cold Dog Soup is the album, here on UMFM 101.5 Dagwood Radio.
Fort Worth, neon shine bright, pretty light. Red and blue, and they've shut down all the honky tonks tonight. say a prayer or two, if they only knew. I used to say the highway was your home, but we both know that ain't true. It's just the only place a man can go when he don't know where he's traveling to. Colorado is always clean and healing, in Tennessee the spring is green and cool, but it never really was your kind of town, so you went around with the Fort Worth blues. Somewhere out across the great divide, where the sky is wide and the clouds are few, a man can see his way clear to the light. Just hold on tight, that's all you gotta do. In Texas, the weather's always changing, and one thing change will bring is something new. Houston really ain't too bad a town, so you hung around with the Fort Worth blues. You've been through. Now Amsterdam is always good for grieving, London never fails to leave me blue. Oh, Paris really ain't my kind of town, so I walked around with the Fort Worth blues.
It's an old baseball glove, it's your granddaddy's knife, it's a good pair of boots, it's a farmer's wife, brothers chugging beers, it's a Van and Alvin song, it's chief singing towns, it's an all night long, it's a hard working day, it's a good leather belt, it's a 69 Dodge, it's that grape vineyard silt, it's a good road to tilling, it's a 5-pound bass. It's no bluebird school bus, it's my sweet baby's laugh. Sad pasture at dawn. Sad worn out old barn. It's a sweet flat top hat, your overalls tattered and torn. It's a good sippin' whiskey. It's a smoky old bar. It's a banjo from Bob and it's Jim's old guitar. It's a river so cold. It's Benny's homemade wine. It's old folks in love still drinking side by side. It's buckets of joy. It's a pinch of sorrow. It's us singing in the streets like we're all dying tomorrow. It's playing catch with my boy. It's a chicken fried steak. It's I got your back, brother. It's whatever it takes. Is that pretty, pretty girl? It's my wiffle ball team. It's everything sacred. It's that slow-moving dream. Ask me where I'm from. Well, this is where I'm from. You ask me where I'm from. This is where I'm from.
GPA's convenience store is the place to get your fix of candy, chocolate, chips, pop, juice, and other snacky goodness. We're open Monday to Thursday, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., Friday 8 to 8, and on weekends from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Stop by GPA's on the first floor of University Center to get a quick fix to your munchies.
Bison Sports would like to thank UMFM for their support of Bison Sports throughout the year. For the latest information on everything to do with your Bison varsity athletics teams, go to gobisons.ca and listen for the action right here on 101.5 UMFM.
Leading the way in Canada's Indigenous artistic renaissance is Polaris Prize-winning singer Jeremy Dutcher. A classically trained tenor, Dutcher is a musicologist intent on reviving the language of his Maliseet ancestors through song. While looking back, his work is also thoroughly contemporary and suggests a way forward. The Winnipeg Folk Festival is proud to present Jeremy Dutcher at the West End Cultural Center on Wednesday, March 6th. Advance tickets for the evening will go fast, so don't miss out on seeing this captivating performer live. Purchase yours now at all Ticketmaster outlets for only $22.50 plus fees. Here all year, the incomparable Jeremy Dutcher at the West End Cultural Center on Wednesday, March 6th, presented by the Winnipeg Folk Festival and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Coming to the Cinematheque January 3rd to 12th is Roma, a critically acclaimed award-winning look at the ups and downs of a middle-class family, followed by Anthropocene, the human epic. January 5th to 19th, a look at the damage climate change has done across the world. That's the Cinematheque Film Guide for this week. For more information on any of these films, please visit WinnipegCinematheque.com.
Black and White is back. On January 19th, the Young Associates will be hosting their event of the season in the Pinnacle Club at Investors Group Field. Tickets for the Black and White Tailgate Gala are on sale now for only $30. Bring your friends to this touchdown event. That's the Black and White Tailgate Gala on January 19th in the Pinnacle Club at Investors Group Field. Visit youngassociates.org for more details. Tickets are selling out fast, so rush to get in and don't be caught offside.
Welcome back to Dagwood Radio. That was our last advertisement break. And if you're just joining us, it has been a singer-songwriter country kind of day today here on the show. And if you're just joining us, here with Connor, live in studio, UMFM, here at the University of Manitoba. It is a cold one out there, folks, so hopefully you're curled up, a nice beverage with you, and you're just relaxing after that. Or maybe you're on the drive home. Just take a deep breath. We're halfway down the week. Everything is just fine. So you're probably wondering, Connor, you don't play much country, so what has brought on this taste or this style of show tonight? Well, this summer, as you know, I worked in the provincial parks. Every Sunday, we would have a fire, me and my roommate, who also went by the name of Connor, and this guy was a country fanatic. And now when you usually say that, people think Luke Bryan, they think of Keith Urban, Kenny Chesney, the big stadium-style kind of pop country. But this guy was the roots. He loved the real country. And these guys that were bringing it back, and he really got me onto it. And I've just taken a deep dive into it. So this whole set list goes out to Connor out on the East Coast. He's a friend for life. That is an absolute fact. And happy that he is a part of my life. So this whole playlist is out to him because he has brought back the country in me. It was gone away with kind of the new mainstream country, but there are those pockets of real country if you want to go out and find them. So before the ads, we heard Guy Clark, Fort Worth Blues off Cold Dog Soup. And if you want a great rendition of that, paying tribute to him was Steve Earle. He did an absolutely heart-wrenching version of that song. So go check that out. I think it might be on YouTube. And then before that, Willie T. Taylor, the Tea Farmer. Life is Beautiful off Four Strings. He is just phenomenal in his songwriting. But we're going to keep moving through. This is Jen Grant, Make It Home Tonight, off Orchestra for the Moon, here on Dagwood Radio, UMFM 101.5.
And if I can make it home tonight, don't leave it up to me again to feel fine. And if I make it home alright, give me a day or so to rest my mind. But listen, babe, when you tell me everything's alright, well, I stay up all night. And babe, when you tell me that it's me this time, well, I don't close my eyes, I sacrifice a little piece of
favorite songs, but this ain't one of them. I didn't step to the mic just to tell you I'm down. I can hear the blues behind me, and I'm out running out with the love on my brain and my feet on the ground. I like precious memories, but I'm not faking one, 'cause it's gonna get messy if we're speaking our mind. If I don't make a promise, then I won't be breaking one. And if I break your heart,
just like a man in his anger, his thunder in tow, break down my side of the road. You ever been left lonely and spent your last buck on a sin, knowing you had friends here, forgot where they lived? Oh, please, Mr. Watchman, let me slide, 'cause I'm not staying here, I'll be gone tonight. I sleeve. A bus station sadness, and tonight she won't sleep. Oh, please, Mr. Driver, let me ride. 'Cause I can't stay here for another night.
Scott Nolan, one of my favorites. That was Bus Station Sadness off No Bourbon and Bad Radio. I hope that the first part, well, the second part I don't want to be true. I hope this isn't bad radio, but I do my best here. And before that, Joel Plaskett, the East Coast Boy, Broken Heart Songs off the Park Avenue Sobriety Test, the album that is named after a sharp turn in his hometown, and that was what they called the Park Avenue Sobriety Test. And then to kick it off, Jen Grant, Make It Home Tonight off Orchestra for the Moon. Oh, just such good songwriters tonight. I love it. This is great. We got about just under 20 minutes left in the show. Let's chat about some plans for the future moving forward in this show. A couple things that I've been working on. I definitely want to get some friends into the studio because I think that's a big part of not only how I got into music, but I think how a lot of people get into music is just sharing music. The best way to discover songs is just talking to people. What are they listening to? And sharing with what you're listening to. And I think it's the best way just to spread around new artists. So I like to get some of my friends in here and just go song for song and hopefully try to widen our scope on some artists in here. I talked to Two Crows for Comfort also when they were in here. Like to get them back in and even just go song for song with them because, like me, they're huge music fans, and I was so excited I got to see them live, as I talked about before. Got to buy some merch. The coffee mug is unbelievable. It is awesome. It holds a massive amount of coffee, keeps it warm. Just a great logo. So, yeah, like to get them in studio. Like I said off the start of the show, I've been talking to Maggie Collins. I would like to get her in, hopefully do a live session. And I think I even had a feeler out with Jay Wood, hopefully trying to get him in because, man, he is awesome as well. So that is kind of the plan moving forward. Me and Jared also have to go song for song. He was the winner of my contest from Pledgerama, and it still hasn't happened. So hopefully we can get him into studio. And the people want him. Big Mac, the Mac Attack. Hopefully we can get him in studio again to go song for song. So those are some plans moving forward with Dagwood Radio. Not big plans. We're going to kind of stay status quo of just trying to get new artists into your ears and give these smaller artists a platform to play on and hopefully kind of give them a little bit of footing and get their stuff out there. So we're going to keep moving along with the show. A friend of the station's, Del Barber, we're going to go with his stuff next. This is a story that you'll tell here on UMFM from the University of Manitoba, Dagwood Radio.
smoking ash, where the mountains cry out and the devil starts to moan. You make the oldest, wisest, drifting man start looking for a home.
Songs in a downtown bar for a little say it's mine. But if you want a piece, you better get in line. Then you make a record on your credit card. You want to sell a few, but the man at the store says nobody pays for music anymore. This old $100 won't go far. It came from singing songs in a downtown bar. For a little while you can say it's mine. If you want a piece, you better get in line. Or this old $100 won't go far. Came from singing songs in a downtown bar. For a little while, you can say it's mine. But if you want a piece, you better get in line.
Jim Bryson with The Lost Occasional. That is off the North Side Benches. And before that, Jenny Whitley, $100. And that is one of my favorite new artists that I've just come across. That album is the original Jenny Whitley. I hope I'm saying that right. I'm giving it my best shot. And then before that, Del Barber, Story That You Tell, Where the City Ends is the album. So the show is now coming to a close, which makes me sad, but I'm glad that I got to give you an hour and a half worth of music, hopefully some new artists that you never heard before. And I thank you for lending me your eardrums for this hour and a half. It is an absolute privilege for me to be able to play these songs for you. I don't do this because I like hearing myself talk. Well, some people say I do, but I do this because I really love music and I really believe in the artists that I play and I love what they do. So if you have any new artists, anyone that you want me to hear, get at me, dagwoodradio@gmail.com. I usually answer emails as fast as possible. Facebook's up and running, Dagwood Radio. You can also get at me now on Instagram, Dagwood Radio. And I usually try to answer as fast as possible. So if you know new artists, send them my way, and they will probably find their way onto the airwaves here at UMFM. Thank you for joining. As my grandpa always says, it's a great day for the race, that being the human race. Be kind to one another, take care of one another, and let's start listening to each other. That is the most important thing I think we can take away as a generation, is let's start listening first and talking second. I've been Connor. I am so happy that you have joined me for this hour and a half, and I'm so happy that I get to do this and be a part of this beautiful family here at UMFM, and I thank you for listening. I'm going to let you go into the night with one of the legends, Tom T. Hall. Like I said, it was a country show, and that's where we're going to finish with. So this is That's How I Get to Memphis. This is the song that we may be finishing with. We might have time to squeeze one more in there, but I'd like to thank you. I hope you stay warm, Winnipeg. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week, and just relax and remember, take care of everyone around you. Good night, Winnipeg.
If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.